It's not even New Year yet. It's nowhere near New Year, but Kirsten and I are going to have our annual drink. She can't really drink too much because of Alice feeding. So we're just sort of... And no, there's no cork to... Well, actually, there is a cork.
Hold on.
Because
it is a small bottle of Carver.
Maybe you should do the cork this year.
Oh,
after
no,
all,
I think it might be a screw. A screw.
Well, maybe you can get screwed this year.
Oh, I can't actually undo it. You might have to do it.
Right then.
Oh, no, hold on. I don't know what's... Oh,
ooh,
no.
She did it.
Yeah, it's just a
That was
screw.
Anticlimactic.
Sorry. They're going to make some terrible jokes about talking about screwing. And
oh,
being
I'm sure they will. That's actually... I never thought of that. I didn't. You dirty woman. Not even my doing that time.
That's what happens living with you. Do you want your funky special glass? Look. We used to have those two beautiful champagne glasses that we
until
got.
Until I knocked them over. I know.
Until you killed them.
Well,
you
I
one?
Killed one of them. Yeah, I'll have that. That's fine. Let me swap each one to the other hand.
I killed one of them, and I think...
Handling noise.
I don't know where the other one is, because it's so tall. I don't know.
It was tall, and it wasn't in a cupboard, and I put something down on the side in the old flat, and it went ka-ching. And you know what happened? The glass fell over, the stem and the base stayed very happily intact. And I sound like complete crap. My nose is all bunged up, and it's a great New Year knot.
Just to finish off our terrible Christmas.
Oh,
you know what, it could be so much worse. At least Jakey's on the mend now, and we have our baby.
That's a clink.
Hold on. There you go. Cheers.
Why, cheers, my dears.
That was a bit quiet. Didn't long. It tastes so good, does it?
No. Oh, God. What time is it? See, we all focus. We can't stay up to midnight, so we're having an earlier New Year's drink. Hey, it's true, don't even. What?
I said, there's no way I'm staying.
I doubt I'll make it.
I'm going to drink this and eat a strawberry meringue dessert. And then I'm going to bed.
This wine is doing wonders on my nose, though. It's clearing it already. That does not say anything about my character before you get any funny ideas.
It is wine, actually. I thought you might like
it. I like it. It's very sweet. It's got a nice fizzy.
Yeah?
It's really good. Well, with our new cutlery set, we have only a few of those.
Mm-hmm.
I can actually taste this.
Nice.
I like it. I like it. She's left the kitchen. And that is the telly. Not that I know what it is. What is it?
It is Alan Carr's New Year Spectacular.
Oh, right.
With lots of celebrities.
Well, it's like, not New Year, but maybe by the time some of you hear this, it will be. So, a very early Happy New Year from London. Because there's no way we're going to make it.
No, not unless I'm feeding Alice again. And
at that time, it just would land on it, yeah. And if I snore, she like slaps me around the face to wake me up so I don't snore anymore.
I do not. I gently poke you.
Yeah.
Actually,
this isn't Facebook. You can't just poke me.
Roaring in my ear.
Rubbish. It's all lies. Don't listen to me.
Don't even try.
Well, with that, it's goodbye. And no puking champagne bottles this year. Although I will probably relink to that audio because it was funny after the fact. You were so upset with me.
You nearly took my face off.
Initially, though. But afterwards, when you hear that back, just the way that it splattered everywhere was classic.
You know, my dad has opened champagne bottles with his teeth before.
I would never do that. It might like fire down your face and like lodge in your stomach.
No, because if you're pulling the thing back, it's fine if you do it quick enough. Because I used to be quite good at opening champagne bottles. But,
I'm quite good at
not
them now.
My teeth, but
no.
can do them without it firing off. It's if you get it all riled up.
It wasn't even me that did that. It came home in the cab like that, I think, and it just sort of stayed.
Yeah, maybe.
I didn't shake it. It just puked everywhere.
Remember when you then flicked the cork out of the window?
That's what I used to do in the old place.
You used to flick them.
Yeah, it was great.
And they would ping out the window.
And land in probably the middle of the road. Too high up now. Might actually kill someone. And none of the windows are really conducive to that anymore. It's quite sad.
No, even the balcony
with
the
net.
Netting, you wouldn't be able to get a good back throw before you let it go.
No, archaeologists will find in about 110 years' time that when they go and look under my kitchen window in the old place, about 9 or 10 different corks over the years. Well, I'm feeling... Well, actually, I don't feel too bad. My nose just feels bad. I, myself, don't feel too bad. And I would guess this is the last recording from this year. So, it's been fun recording for you this whole year. Done a lot of fun things. So, let me say goodbye while I still have the power to speak and I'm not falling asleep in my chair. Thanks for listening. And Happy New Year.